Based on such recent studies, the anti-fluoride movement has been gaining strength among informed citizens. In 2014, the Dallas City Council said it would consider removing fluoride from the city's water supply after hearing arguments from fluoride opponents. Regina Imbergia, the founder of Activists for Truth in Dallas, says the council had heard statements regarding fluoride hazards several times in the past, but not one member responded. She says she was gratified that there now was some movement on this very serious issue. As it always does, the mainstream media responded to the anti-fluoride initiative with sarcastic disdain. "Anti-fluoride cranks at City Hall? Is it something in the water?" chided one newspaper headline, while the Dallas County Dental Society issued the following statement. "We believe the claims and tactics used by fluoride opponents are not founded in research, but fear. Such derision produced results, for in early 2015, the City Council voted to continue the fluoridation of the city's water. Yet, fluoride critics point to a wide body of research supporting their claims, including a 2010 book by Paul Connett, James Beck, and Spedding Micklem, entitled The Case Against Fluoride: How Hazardous Waste Ended Up in Our Drinking Water and the Bad Science and Powerful Politics That Keep It There." Supported by 80 pages of references, the book underscores the author's conclusions that the fluoride in our drinking water is the hazardous byproduct of the phosphate, fertilizer, and aluminum industries. It is illegal to dump this waste into the sea or local surface water, and yet, it is allowed in our drinking water. Non-medical city workers dump fluoride into the water supply without regard for dosage or quality. Even more damning, the addition of fluoride constitutes medication without informed consent. Whatever the reasons that led the USPHS, Public Health Service, to endorse fluoridation in 1950, researchers did not have solid evidence to demonstrate either the short-term or the long-term safety of this practice, concluded the book's authors. Not only was safety not demonstrated in anything approaching a comprehensive and scientific study, but also a large number of studies implicating fluoride's impact on both the bones and the thyroid gland were ignored or downplayed. Connett addressed the Dallas City Council in June 2014 to outline the various reasons fluoridation is unethical, including the fact that human beings do not need fluoride, and the fact that Americans have no choice but to consume fluoride. The primary strategy that promoters of water fluoridation use is to establish that authorities say it's good, it's safe and effective, and that people who oppose fluoridation are stupid, stupid, stupid.